for another Africa discipleship. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you and we bless your name. We give you praise for your revelation knowledge. We pray, great God, that those who listen to this broadcast, this recording, would be blessed by it, that your purpose will be done, that they will be imbued with power from on high. Help them, Lord, to apply themselves, to learn more about you and your overall plan for all of mankind. We just ask all these blessings, Lord, up on your people now, that they will be empowered to run the final leg of the race. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I thought it fitting that we would study today, going really through the book of Daniel, and this is going to be a multi-part series. We want us to understand pretty much where we are and also what you and I need to do. So for the next several weeks, we're going to go through the book of Daniel, and we want to try to do it in a chronological order while explaining what is taking place, so everyone will understand more clearly why things are the way they are and what it is you and I need to do to ensure that we can have a smooth access, in addition to be able to fulfill the mission that God has called us to. So the series really is entitled From Babylon to Jerusalem. From Babylon to Jerusalem, or you might say from Chaldea to the kingdom of God. Because when it is finished, we will culminate into the kingdom of God. Where it got started in this series, we're picking up the story, is in the province of Chaldea, where we had Babylon really as a territory and its capital. So that is the overall view, and we're going to look at it from God's perspective so that we understand more clearly what is actually on the agenda. Now, I would begin by looking at chapter 2, the book of Daniel, where the king Nebuchadnezzar, he says in the second year, that's verse 1, the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, he had a dream and he was troubled by this dream. That's what happened. He had a dream and he was troubled by it. Now you recall, ladies and gentlemen, that God had removed the nation of Judah out of his sight because they wouldn't behave themselves. He had no choice, as the Bible says. There was no remedy, even though he sent prophets to them to talk with them. They would not listen. They would not repent. The same way the world is today. And so he removed them out of his sight. He took some of the nobles and brought them to Babylon. He brought the king and several other people. He put other, surrogates in charge in Babylon, and eventually they tear everything down. But my point, ladies and gentlemen, was that God had a plan, and it is documented in the book of Daniel for you and I to learn. And so he says the king commanded and called the magicians and the astrologers. He had this dream. He called them. And he says, come and tell me, call the astrologers, the sorcerers, the Chaldeans, to show the king his dream. So they came and they stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have a dream. He put on that kingly voice, and I am troubled. I want to know what it means. And so they spoke to him in Syriac, in their language, O king. Long live the king, it would say in modern English. Tell your servants a dream, and we'll show you the interpretation. The king answered and said, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream and the interpretation, your house is going to be torn up, family and so on destroyed. But if you can show the dream and the interpretation, then I will give you, honor and rewards and so on. So verse 7 says, they answered again and said unto the king, tell his servants the dream, and we'll show you the interpretation. The king answered and said in verse 8, I know for certain that you would try to gain time, because he had doubts about them before, but he didn't want to go ahead and expose them at that point. But here it is now, he says, unless you're able, verse 9, if you're not able to make known unto me the dream, there's only going to be one decree. And because you have decided you're going to come and just tell me lies. It was very important to the king. I want you to notice the speed with which king responded, because actually this was from the Lord. The Lord had given the king the dream, and so he wanted to validate all of this. The same way you and I are validating the teachings that comes across now, and you look into the scriptures to make sure that what we are saying is correct. And so in verse 11, they answered and said, it's a rare thing that you require, and there's nobody else able to do this except those that dwell with the gods. In other words, the demon spirits. They're the only other ones who can give us this kind of information. And so they were admitting at that point that they were incapable of telling the kingdom dream and the interpretation. And so for this cause then, the king got angry in verse 12. And he commanded that all the wise men should be destroyed. That was the decree that went out. Now, to make a long story short, because I'm going to ask you to read this chapter several times, I want you to understand really what is going on. Because what happened is that when the decree went out, the gentleman who was in charge of doing this, for executing these people, Daniel desired of the king, and he says, hey, listen, this is a hasty decision. Give me some time, and I'll go to the God of heaven, and he will give me the interpretation. In other words, I'll give it to you. And so, well, he got some time. He went and he talked to his other three friends, and he says, hey, listen, this is what the decree is. This is what is going to happen. They're going to destroy all the wise men and destroy us too. So let's pray and intercede and ask the God of heaven to reveal to us this the dream and the interpretation, that we are not we don't die with the astrologers and soothsayers and so on. So he changed what Daniel was saying in verse 18. They would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning the secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Verse 19. Then was the secret revealed to Daniel in a night vision. Notice now, I want you to see the transition. God gave this interpretation to Daniel in a night vision. Verse 20, Daniel then blessed the Lord in verse 19. Then Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever, for wisdom and might are his. He changed times and seasons. He removed kings and he set up kings. By the way, the king that you have over, or you'd say you call him president, the president that you have in Kenya at this time, God allows him to be president as opposed to the other gentleman. And so that way now you can pray for him that you may have a peaceable life. I want you to understand how it works. And so God is the one who allowed him to go there. President Ruto, yes, he was actually placed there. God allowed him to be in that position so that he can rule over the people. So while the church is growing, you won't have somebody trying to destroy it, or try to fill the place with witchcraft and juju. Okay, so that's the whole idea. So verse 23 says that I thank thee and I praise thee, continue praising God, O God of my fathers, who have given me wisdom, might, and has made known unto me what I desired. And so verse 24, then Daniel went unto Arioch, which was the captain of the guard, one who was in charge of all the execution. He says, take me to the king, don't destroy the wise men, I can give the interpretation. Verse 25, then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives. Notice now where he's taking credit. I have found a man of the captives of Judah, and he will make known unto you the interpretation. So in verse 26, the king answered and said unto Daniel, are you able to make known unto me the dream? Daniel answered in the presence of the king and said, the secret which the king desire cannot the wise men. They can't do it. The problem that we have in Kenya today, the wise men and the governors and so on, they're trying very hard, but overall they can't do it. Only the God of heaven can do it. And so we're learning these lessons as we go along. He says, there is a God in heaven. Continue now in the verse 28 of Daniel, the second chapter. There is a God in heaven that reveals secrets and have made known unto the king Nebuchadnezzar what shall be in the latter days, the dream and the interpret, the dreams of the vision of my head are these. So he's trying to tell him now what it is. Now notice it. God reveal it to the king. Then he also reveals it. He gave the dream to the king. He revealed the secrets and the interpretation to Daniel. Daniel is now going to give the presentation to the king. And he says, you are O king. And then to summarize, and so it won't take too much time in this lesson, he said, you saw this great statue. It has a head that is gold. The chest was of silver, notice now, inferior material, silver. The belly and thigh were of brass. The legs, there were two legs now, they were iron. The feet were part iron, part clay. They're not mixed. They're different material. One is iron, one is clay. They're different type of material. And then he's going to give the interpretation. But he starts out by explaining that you are this head of gold. The head of gold is the first one. And then after you shall come another leader, another empire. And that is going to be the silver. After that is going to come the third empire, which is going to be Greece. And the fourth is going to be the Roman Empire. Now we know this from history, but I want you to understand how we actually get the information, because you can verify by going to the internet and check these things out. But the point it is easy. That's my point. It is easy for you to validate this. And so we know of Babylon. Now, Iraq and Iran, really, they are the heirs to that, what the territory that is now Babylon, and really the part of the empire that was Persian. Now let's go back and just clarify something. The first one was Babylon, then followed by Media Persia, and perhaps I should have muted this. All right, I hope you can still hear me, but the point is this, I want you to understand that What God was doing, he was giving the information to the king of Babylon and also to Daniel. And Daniel now was going to give the interpretation. Again, the head of gold, chest of silver, belly and thigh of brass, legs of part iron, part clay. And those were four successive empires, or three really, succeeding Babylon, that we are going to look at, and then we're going to see the derivatives of the fourth one that lasts to this very day. And so it started out in Babylon. That is the point I was trying to make. It started out in Babylon, and it's going to end when the kingdom of God is established in Jerusalem. Let's go to verse 40 and pick up Daniel chapter 2, explain what was going on. In fact, let's just go ahead and read, start with verse 36. You, the dream we will tell the interpretation thereof. You, O king, are a king of kings, for the God of heaven hath given you kingdom, power, strength, and glory. Whatsoever children of men dwell, and the beasts of the field, unto the fowls of the air, heaven, and so on, he've given this all into your hand. And so you are the head of gold. Verse 39, after you shall arise another kingdom inferior to you. This is going to be the kingdom of silver that's is going to be, it shall bear and rule over all the earth. And then verse 40 says, the fourth kingdom shall be strong and iron, for as much as iron break in peace everything, it's going to be stronger than everything else and subdue all things. Verse 20:41 says, and whereas you saw the feet and toes, part potter's clay, part iron, the kingdom shall be divided into different, you know, sections based upon the various strength, and that really has to do with the languages. And he says, the toes and the feet were of iron and part clay. The verse 32, 40, verse 43 says, and whereas you saw the mixed with miry clay, they shall be mingled themselves with the sons of men, but they shall not really have cohesion. Verse 44, and in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom. That is the kingdom of God. Verse 44, in the days of these kingdoms. Now we're going to continue the study leading up, so you begin to see the formation of these kingdoms. It's actually taking place right now. And so when you understand that God is going to overthrow those kingdoms and set up his kingdom of God on earth, then you will understand the completion of this series from Babylon to Jerusalem, because the kingdom of God is going to be in Jerusalem. Actually, it's going to be over the whole earth, but headquarters is going to be in Jerusalem. Now, when we started the story in the book of Daniel, headquarters was in Babylon. You get the idea? So the Babylonian Empire and the headquarters in Babylon, it's going to go all the way to Jerusalem over the period of time of some, you know, almost, what, 2,000 plus years. So I want you to understand how things are being arranged. And so what I am trying to convey to you is, now read chapters 2. In fact, go back and read chapter 1. Study that carefully, because then you will see the transition from Judah to Babylon, how God made that transition. And now God is talking directly to Daniel, telling him what is going on. In the beginning of the chapter, he spoke with Nebuchadnezzar. From now on now, God is going to deal with Daniel to share with us what is going on. So I want you to follow the logic, follow the flow of how things are going to be, because things are going to move rapidly in the next 5 to 6 years. You and I need to be prepared. And when we understand, have a clear picture of what is going to take place, then we will be able to react wisely and to be able to complete the mission that God has given us. Thank you so much for listening.